Okay, that feels a little better. That feels a little better. Okay, man. You know, it's been a minute. It's been a while. But, you know, it's like riding a bike. It's like riding a bike. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Start Forget Podcast Show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. This is Pod 192. I know you miss me. I can tell. I miss myself. Okay, it's been a lot going on. And as always, what do we always say? It's a crazy world we live in. It's a crazy world we live in. And yeah, man, Pod 192. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get the shout outs out the way. Shout out to Spotify/Anchor, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or however you're tuning in. Appreciate that. Follow us on IG, Start From Scratch Podcast. It's all one word, okay? It doesn't get any simpler than that. Start From Scratch Podcast. It's all one word. I don't know why I don't have a million followers. It's just driving me crazy. Is anyone else? No? No one's getting it. Okay. I'm just going to keep pushing it. Okay, I'm just going to keep pushing it. And you can follow our YouTube channel, Start From Scratch Podcast. Yeah, all one word as well. So yeah, man, look, it's been a while. It's been a while, and what's been going on? It's a lot's happening. It's a crazy night. Look, I haven't done the show in probably about 3 weeks. It's been a minute. Work's been busy. I'm still getting buckets. That doesn't stop. Although, the knees. I just want to look. Shout out to my knees. Okay, for supporting us, for supporting this whole, you know, journey we're on. The knees what do you say? The knees are the real MVP. That's all I can say. The knees are the real MVP. Yeah, I mean, and speaking of basketball, shout out to LeBron James for just breaking the number one scoring record. Round of applause for that. I'll put some sound effects in there. You know, round of applause for that. Okay, LeBron James. Number one scoring leader in the NBA. That's a big deal. And I know, and so ever since he, even before he broke the scoring title, the debate has always been, who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT? And for the most part, Jordan has always been the number one guy. No questions there. But, you know, although he did, I mean, Jordan has 6 rings, LeBron has 4. But LeBron James he's been playing 20 years, like legit 20 straight years. No breaks, no retirements. He's been playing for 20 straight years. So, the whole GOAT conversation, and I don't want to get too much in basketball, but the whole GOAT conversation, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time, the GOAT, that's what it means. But the whole argument is, it's really complicated, and I don't think you can pick one just solid person. I think it depends on generations, you know, like Michael Jordan dominated his generation. I feel like Kobe dominated his era. And then now you have LeBron James. I mean, and there's been other players in between, but I'll just say this. Here's my top 5, okay? And I'm going to drop this whole basketball thing right now. Top 5, even though LeBron James has surpassed scoring title as scoring the most points in the NBA, here's my top 5. It goes Jordan, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Bean Bryant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, and I got to put a big man in there. And this is debatable. You can go either way. My preference is Shaq, but you could put Tim Duncan. You can put Wilt Chamberlain in there. You can put Bill Russell. You can put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It depends on your preference. I would put Shaq in there, but that's my top 5. My top 5 is Jordan, Kobe, LeBron James, Steph Curry. Steph's one of the greatest shooters of all time. He is. He's literally the greatest shooter of all time. And then I got to put a big man in it, so it's Shaq. But you can interchange that out. But that's my preference, man. So, yeah, not to get too caught up on basketball stuff. But yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. So yeah, shout out. But yeah, we got on that because, you know, LeBron James just broke the scoring title. So congratulations to LeBron James. Big deal. Kid from Akron, Ohio. Ends up scoring the most points in the NBA, or having the most points in the NBA, and his career isn't over yet. So you got that. I could talk more about basketball because here's the thing: it's Friday night. I mean, okay, it's not Friday. This is Wednesday night. You know why I thought it was Friday night? Because I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I'm leaving for Vegas tomorrow morning for a Future concert. So that's why I thought it was Friday. So I take it back. Take it back. It's not Friday. This is Wednesday. But yeah, what was I saying? It's not Friday, but I think it's Friday because I'm going to Vegas for a Future concert. So I'm excited about that. Who's not excited about going to Vegas, right? Who's not excited about that? So it should be fun. I think Moneybagg Yo is opening up. I don't know if anyone else is going to be there, but it should be good. I'm excited for it, you know. But you know, it's. I'm not going to say it sucks, but I still have to work while I'm out there, you know. So, I mean, obviously, I won't work the whole time, but you know, there's just some things that need to be done. So I'm going to be doing that, over the weekend. So yeah, when I get back, when I get back, I may do a review of the whole Future concert and Vegas experience. I haven't been to Vegas in a minute. It's been a while. It's probably been about 3 years since I've been to Vegas, which might sound crazy, but you know, you had the pandemic and everything, you know? So, I mean, I haven't got back. I'm checking everyone's IG story. Everyone's traveling. Everyone's out there. So I might be a little late to the game, but I'm outside, but I am outside. Okay, I think everyone's outside right now. Everyone's outside right now. Everyone's outside. Even the Chinese balloons are outside right now. And I know you guys have heard about it. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm too, you know, well read on the whole Chinese balloons that were flying across the country, pretty much across the globe, because it started in China, then it went to like Canada, and it came into the U.S., and then we shot it down in South Carolina. So I don't know what's going on. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but we shot the balloons down, and you know, that was important. You know, because I remember, like, you know, my sisters and like my family members were sending me articles about the balloons. I'm like, well, why is it still floating around? Like, are we scared to shoot it down? You know, but they, you know, as it was flying across the country, they didn't want to shoot it down because they didn't know what it contained. So they waited till it got across the ocean and then they shot these balloons down. Was it more than one? I think it was more than one, but it could have just been one. I don't know. But they waited till they got over the ocean, and then that's when they shot the balloons. And I don't know what else happened. I don't know what's happening, but it seems like, I'll be honest, when I first read about it and heard about it, I was like, okay, so is America not in control? Are we not the number one power? Because you don't test somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? That's like me, that's like your next door neighbor setting up cameras or just flying drones around your house, you know? In the middle of the night, just in the middle of the day, while you guys having dinner, your neighbor's just flying drones around your house. You're going to be like, what the, right? You would probably nip that in the butt. But apparently, America was like, well, let's just see what's going on here. Let's see what's really happening. So it was weird. It was weird, you know. It was weird. And it's hard to keep up with politics these days. You know, we're all so stretched thin. And Biden did the State of the Union yesterday, and I didn't watch it. I was between, because you know, I play in the league too. So you know, in between me getting buckets, LeBron breaking the scoring title, and Joe Biden talking about Chinese balloons, I didn't have time to. You know, I don't got time for all this stuff. It's too much. too much. You guys are catching me in rare form right now. I just want you to know. It's rare form. This I usually record the podcast in the afternoon. You know, daylight. But right now it's well into the evening. Well into the evening. So this is a special treat. Let's call it that. I think I'm using my sexy voice right now. I got a little look, man, I'll be honest. I got a little wine here. Okay? A little Chardonnay. I'm not getting crazy with it. I'm just giving you some context. Give me some context. But yeah, what else is going on? What else is going on, man? I wasn't expecting to announce this. But breaking news. Okay. Breaking news. This just happened as I was recording the show. And this is why we do it. This is why we do the show. We have to inform the people. This is breaking news. This is Wednesday night, February 8th. I didn't want to go down a basketball rabbit hole, but I'll just try to get through it quick. So Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant were on the same team in Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving got traded to Dallas Mavericks last week. He played his first game tonight and they won. And after they won, they just announced that Kevin Durant has been traded from the Brooklyn Nets to the Phoenix Suns, where he'll be playing with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So yeah, a lot's happening right now. Right? So yeah, maybe I need just like an NBA channel where I can just talk about NBA stuff, but I don't want to bore everyone, you know, because that's just something I'm more particularly interested in. But yeah, no. So yeah, I mean, so the trade deadline is tomorrow. I think Thursday at 3 p.m., 2 or 3 p.m. So yeah, so it's going down right now, and the Lakers traded Westbrook. Look, see, I could talk about basketball all day, but I'm not going to do that. So yeah, it's a lot going on. In the NBA. It's kind of exciting. And speaking of sports, we got the Super Bowl coming up. I know everyone's making the Super Bowl plans. The Super Bowl will be in Arizona this Sunday, this coming Sunday. Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I got the Eagles. That's just who I think is going to win. But I'm a Niners fan or Bay Area fan, and so when the Niners got knocked out, I was kind of like, who cares? But this is the first time in Super Bowl history that two African American quarterbacks are, you know, going against each other. So that's a huge deal. So definitely a reason to tune in. So I'll definitely be watching Super Bowl, like I said, this Sunday. And you know, for those who don't care about football that much, Rihanna, but you know, care about music and entertainment, Rihanna will be performing at the halftime. So should be fun. So yeah, so I'll be in Vegas. So I'm going to be in Vegas till Saturday afternoon, and then next day is the Super Bowl. So it's been a long week. It's going to be a very long week for sure. So I mean, okay, yeah, I don't, like I said, it's been a while, and I don't want to, you know, going about, you know, stuff we already know. But you know, one thing that was on my mind, and you know, I'll talk about this and I'll close it out. You know, I know. So okay, before social media, right? Before Instagram, Facebook, and all that stuff. You remember there was a time where, like, and this is for people born in the 19th century. I'm talking to people born in the 19th century now. The only time you heard about, you know, celebrity gossip and stuff like that, you know, controversy, you know, the tabloids. The only time you ever saw that stuff was when you were in a grocery aisle at a store, and you saw them, like, in the, you know, you saw them hanging in the aisles next to the candy. When you're checking out, you know, TV, magazine, or whatever it was, you saw all the tablets of Michael Jackson's alien, and you always looked at it and said, "This is stupid. It's crazy. Who, like, you know, like, is this even real?" Right? And we just ignored it. I mean, at least I did. I never bought a U.S. News or whatever the tablet stuff was. I never bought that. It's like, I could be wrong, but I always thought it was just like made up or just not made up, but just unimportant stuff, right? Stuff we would never really talk about at the table or amongst family, you know, all the celebrity got stuff. But now what's happening in today's world is that's all that stuff's in our face every day. Like before I would only see it at the checkout line at the grocery store. They have all the tabloid magazines. Now, when I wake up and I open my, it doesn't matter. It could be Instagram, TikTok, you name it, Facebook, or even just opening Google. You'll get this stuff popping up in your face. Stuff you would normally never see or care about. But now it's in your face. And it got me to thinking that, man, that's probably what's wrong with America today. There's too much stuff going on that we shouldn't even care about. And before we would kind of just push it aside and that just be like a special little whatever. Or we just wouldn't care. But now it's in our face. Like, I'm seriously debating unfollowing The Shade Room, TMZ, with a Spiritual World, what all the little tabloid pages that just pop up in my face as soon as I wake up in the morning. And I know it's my fault. I wake up and I open Instagram, you know, 30 minutes after I wake up and everything. Who doesn't? Am I the only one? I don't think I'm the only one. Who listening doesn't open air when they wake up in the morning, go, stretch out. Let me use the bathroom. You know what I mean? Do that. Use the bathroom, maybe brush your teeth. And then you grab your cell phone, right? And here's the thing. Initially, you know, you just check it. You're just checking your messages. I mean, that's how it started. I mean, that's how it is for me. Like, I'll check my email, check my text message, see what's, you know, see who's trying to holler. You know, cause I'm still a player. I'm playing. Look, it's the wine. It's the wine. Okay, it's the wine. Don't get mad at me. But yeah, you check your messages, check your email, whatever it is. But then 3 minutes in, you're on Instagram, and then it's just all this BS coming to your direction. And you're like, this is stuff I don't even care about. But we're all addicted to it. I mean, I'm not blaming anyone. I mean, if I had to blame anyone, I would have to blame myself. But I know I'm not the only one. And I guess the moral of the story is I would just like to try to figure out how to live, you know, live without doing that. But it's tough because I feel like I'm in the habit. Like I said, I know I'm not the only one. But I'm sure everyone's not like that. But yeah, I mean, most people wake up and it's like, okay, it's the middle of the night or it's early in the morning. TikTok, Instagram, J-Lo's yelling at Brad Pitt. Why do I care? But now I'm caught up. You know what I mean? Seriously. Like, I'm, what makes it even worse is like when you wake up and you're just chilling, you're just going through your stuff. And keep in mind, you know, I don't know. Any celebrities like that. When you wake up and you're like, oh, so-and-so died. You're like, oh, well, damn. I just woke up. I got to stop. I guess the moral of the story is like, stop checking your IG and social medias in the morning. Because there's so much unnecessary information that you need to know. Or maybe you do need to know, but you don't need to see that thing first thing in the morning. It's crazy. It's a crazy world we live in. Crazy world. What a time to be alive. I want to talk about something else, but I don't want to die. Okay, well, I'll say this. So I go to the gym, right? I'm a normal gym goer, okay? And I've been going to the gym regularly. And so in the last couple of years, I'll just say it, I've noticed that women in the gym, ones who, actually, you don't even have to be all that, you know, physically fit. But women in the gym have been, I don't even know how you describe how they're dressing in the gym. Because I don't have a word for it. Because I don't want to be too, I don't know what the word is, but I don't want to be too judgy. But women are dressing, I'm trying not to get canceled. But women are dressing very, I'll say this. Women are expressing themselves a lot in the gym. And if you're a guy or even if, you know, who, guy or girl, if you haven't been into the, if you haven't been in the gym in a while, just take a day off, or take an afternoon off, you know, take an evening off and just go in and see what the hell's going on in these gyms right now, because it is, the way women are expressing themselves in the gym now, it is something else. And it's becoming an epidemic. Like, just to give you some insight, like, women are dressing up very expressively in the gym, and here's the thing, and I've seen it myself. They set their, like the little, basically they set the camera up on these little tripods, whatever, with the mirror. I forget what you call them, whatever. And they record themselves in the gym. Okay, I've seen it multiple times. Women are dressed very expressively in the gym, in the open. And they got their cameras, the lights out, and they're just doing their exercises in the gym. And so I'll end it with this. I'll cut off because I don't want to. So I was watching. So I noticed how, you know, when women are dressed in the gym. And so, you know what? Never mind. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But I'm just gonna say, take a trip to the gym. If you haven't in a while, it's a show at this point. I'll be honest about it. It's not like here's the thing. I'm not in the gym, you know, perving out, but what you see in there now, it's majority females that are expressing themselves. And I don't know why you need to wear that tight of stuff to work out. Just a question. But here, I still do my thing. But I'm just saying, they be wearing tight stuff. Ooh, it's crazy in the gym. It's crazy in the gym. I go to the gym like 2-3 times a week. You know, depending on how the week's going. If it's not that busy, maybe 4. But, you know, it's not like I'm in there just. But I go in there and do my thing. I'm in and out. I'm in and out 40 minutes top. But it's a different world in there. It's a different world. I didn't know. Cause here's the thing. Like I said, I've been going to the gym for a very long time. Women never dress like they do now in the gym. Like, it's, woo, it should be. You know what? And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Let's see what else is going on. Talked about the NBA trades and everything. Am I leaving anything out? Let's see. Oh, I know we talk about the NFL, but yeah, the NFL is rigged. I'm almost at the point where I think everything's rigged for the most part, but for sure, the NFL is a rigged system. Nothing's happening by accident in the NFL. You heard it here first. Okay? Special podcast. I'm going to call this the late night hour. I should start doing more podcasts at night. It's a different vibe. I feel like we can get into more deeper topics. You know, explore more. Oh, man. But look, I think that's going to do it for me. I'm done. I think I've done enough. Done enough this week. This episode. But like I said, I'll be in Vegas. Tomorrow until Saturday, And then hopefully you guys can hear back from me on the following week. I can give you an update on how it went. Like I said, we're going to the Future concert, Future of Money Back Yo. It should be a good time. It should be fun. In the meantime, you guys enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Be safe. Look, as always, be safe out there. Be careful. You know, look out for your loved ones. Look out for your friends. I'll talk to you guys later. Stop for Cash Podcast. Troy Williams. I'm out.